The content of this show are the opinions of our guests. All information is for educational purposes only.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Vitality Health Show. I am your host, Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing. We want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible. We want to introduce our guests today. We're so very, very blessed to have these two with us today. We have got Dr. Jason Saunders and Dr. Melissa Saunders with us. And I met these two, I don't know, years ago on a hyperbaric cruise. The cruise wasn't hyperbaric, but it was for our hyperbaric convention on a cruise ship, which was phenomenal, and have met them a few other times at different conventions and things. And Jason, I must say, I look forward when I get into my chamber every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning to see what you have posted on your videos. Oh, I love the videos. And I always share them out with everybody. I'm like, oh, you got to hear this today. So it's made my job much easier as the owner of a hyperbaric clinic to just say, go listen to Dr. Jason.
We're so glad to hear that. That's, you know, he's so great on the videos and has such an analytical way about him. And that's really one of the goals, is for practitioners like you and people who own the clinics to be able to, you know, have the public hear this message from someone else, you know, in a different way. It's like, you never know how you say what you say is going to hit people. And it's just great to have that, you know, variety of styles. So thank you.
Absolutely.
For that.
Oh, and I so appreciate it. Cause like I said, it's what I tell my clients. It's what I tell my potential clients. I'm like, but here is another testament of what this does. And he's a pro, he's the doctor. So here you go, take it and listen. He's telling you the same thing I'm saying. And I appreciate the fact that you say it in such a way that anybody can understand it. It's not using all the medical lingo that most people just go, huh? Including me, when I first started doing this years ago, going, you got to bring it down to the layman's term. I don't know what in the world you're talking about. So
even for practitioners, you know what I mean? I think, yeah, for everybody, I think just breaking it down, making it easy to understand, taking the mystery and the questions out, taking all the secrets out, you know, just exposing it for what it is and helping people understand it so that we could be, you know, more thoughtful and resourceful about how we're using it and who we're recommending it for, you know, all the above. I think it's important. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
I really appreciate that, because there are a lot of people that think that there's this mystery behind hyperbaric and it's this mysterious thing, when it's just really very simple. It's simple what it's doing. It's complex, but it's simple. It's not something that's woo-woo scary out there. So I really do appreciate that very much. How you explain that. So with that, we're going to go into, how did you guys get into doing what you're doing? And I think it's fabulous that you do it together, and it's just so fun. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So Melissa, why don't we start with you? Kind of tell us a little bit about how you got into doing what you're doing and why.
Yeah. You know, Jason and I just want to touch quickly on what you were saying about his teaching and his videos and stuff. And I think one of the greatest gifts Jason has is there's one of those things, if you can't do, then teach.
Yeah.
But Jason does both. Like, he does and he teaches, right? So it's like, he gets it from a practitioner standpoint, and then he takes all the scientific jargon and information and stuff that's like very hard to understand and breaks it down, that makes it very tangible and practical for people to apply. So I think, I mean, obviously he's my husband. I'm crazy about him, but I just think that's such a gift.
It is.
So we were actually in chiropractic school. And we went to a chiropractic convention, and him and I tend to get like a little antsy and bored, and we can only sit for so long. You know, it's like drinking from a fire hose. So at some point you've got to like get up and walk around. I think most people are that way, to like get the info in. And Jason was actually out walking around in the vendor hall, and he came across hyperbaric oxygen, and he had had a back injury while we were, you know, starting to like build our home practice. He was flipping our house and fixing the roof in between seeing patients, and basically like herniated a disc. Go figure. And even as a chiropractor, like everything that we were doing wasn't completely getting rid of a lot of the symptoms. You know, we were doing nutrition, supplementation, some flexion distraction, some gentle chiropractic stuff. and it had moved the needle quite a bit, but he still had like some drop foot and some symptoms in the foot. Even when we were walking around the convention, like it was coming up, like how weird is this that I don't feel my foot all the way. And he went in the chamber, and shortly after he was like super jazzed up, like my foot's tingling, like I'm finally getting feeling in my foot. And Jason is one of those people, like, he doesn't believe something right away, you know, like I'm very suggestible, and I don't need like all the science behind something. If I can feel that something works, like I trust that, I believe that. And he's like, there's no way that that just did it. So we went back to the booth again, and kind of throughout the event, he kept trying it and like was definitely noticing a change. So it was so impactful for us. And I know how his brain works. Like, he was all into this thing. We had to figure it out. So we bought one then and there and brought it home. And that was kind of like the beginning of this missing piece of natural therapies that we had overlooked, and so many other natural practitioners have as well.
Right. That's amazing. Jason, I love the story, because a lot of people haven't had their own experience, their own. I tell my staff, I tell everybody, you guys have got to have your own story, because everybody has their own story. And you walked into this getting your own story, which is fantastic. So yeah, why don't you tell a little bit about it?
If that hadn't happened, there's no way, you know, it wasn't on our radar. It wasn't something that we were looking for or looking at. And if somebody had mentioned it to me, I would also imagine I'd be like, yeah, oxygen, sure. I'm sure it's good for you. You know, we need that pretty often. But, you know, the understanding of really what made hyperbaric unique and different at that time for me was, I hadn't even bridged the subject. So having that happen to me and seeing the effect that it had, you know, obviously then I was like, this thing is great, but nobody could answer why it helped me, how it worked, why was that possible? And so while I was pleased with the results, I would never give a patient access to something that I didn't know every single last detail about. It's just not in my nature to do that.
Right.
And so really at that time was when I was pleased. I was, you know, I needed that result for myself, just for my own life. But that's when I really started getting into like doing as much research as we could to figure out like, why would that have worked? How did that happen? You know, what mechanisms would have been, you know, at play there, and what types of things should respond to hyperbaric, maybe aren't responding, you know, to more traditional treatment. And we were guilty of the same thing. Even once I started to understand that, we were like starting to say, okay, let's start implementing this as a treatment. It was typically the last thing we did for most people. And so we would treat people the way we treated people anyway, doing all the things we would normally do. And right. For those folks that didn't respond, we'd be like, hey, why don't we try that oxygen thing again? You know? and sure enough, time we did that, right. And it was like, wow, it worked. And then it was, honestly, it's embarrassing to say, it was probably years before we said, why are we waiting so long before we introduce this therapy? Maybe if we did this sooner in the treatment plan, we wouldn't need to do all the other things or some of the other things that we're doing. And so we kept moving it, you know, earlier and earlier in the treatment plan. And sure enough, of course, once you start triggering some healing responses, right. Other therapies and other things that you might need become less important, because you've actually, you know, really encouraged the body to start the healing on its own. And so, you know, that was kind of the journey in introducing that to the practice. Now, of course, as you well know, I mean, you know, we have a whole separate section of our office just dedicated to hyperbaric oxygen, you know, alone. And so obviously worked out, and it turns out it's a pretty powerful tool.
Yeah. Do you notice with your clients, because I have a number of chiropractors that refer back and forth to me as well, and they've always said that their adjustments go better, they move easier, and they retain longer. And what have you guys noticed in your practice as far as something like that going?
Yeah, one of the big things that we'll say often is it doesn't cure anything, but it helps with everything. And I almost don't want to keep saying it doesn't cure anything. Like, it's very effective. You just always have to be careful with your words, I guess, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. But,
you think about it, you boil it down to oxygen is like the most essential nutrient that we can have. And so what happens when you give the body what it needs? Well, the body thrives. So if you're working on detoxification and you have more oxygen, detox is going to be easier. It's going to be a cleaner pathway. If you're working on decreasing inflammation and putting ice and, you know, doing therapeutic exercises, but you're giving the body what it needs to recover, oxygen, like that's going to work better. Everything in our body works better when we have what it needs. It's like you said, it's so simple.
It is so simple. You know, I've got a client that's come in that's got stage 4 cancer. She was given 2 months, and her fingers are purple, her toes are purple, everything's purple. And it's like, oh my goodness, what? They're like, well, you know, just gonna go home, give you some morphine, you know. And I said, let's try. I don't know. Let's try. You know,
yeah.
One session, her fingers turn pink again, and her feet turn pink again, and the second session, she's like, oh my gosh, I can breathe. And she was leaving, and she was standing up straight instead of hunched, you know, that hunched over hurting. She's only in her 40s, that hunched over hurting. And it's like, I keep telling us, this is why we do what we do.
This is why we
get
do
that oxygen into their bodies for everybody. Everybody can benefit. I'll take more anytime. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know your show is a lot about hope and healing, and you take
Absolutely.
Someone who's got something like that with their fingers. We have a good friend, and I know we'll talk about, you know, some of this probably later on, more stories, mm-hmm. but I mean, he literally was in line for amputation of his fingers because they were turning purple and actually black.
Yeah.
And he went in the chamber, he did some high pressure, pretty, you know, regular protocol. They're good to go. So like you think about how massive of an impact that has on someone who's, you know, in their 40s and has children and possibly cutting off their fingers because there's no other treatment available.
Yeah.
That's what's so important. And that's a big piece of why we do what we do. Like, this has to be part of the conversation. This has to be an option. This does give people hope, and it does help heal. And so, you know, for traditional medicine, if there's not an answer, at least say, I don't know. But maybe look into this. Like, that's why we want to scream it from the rooftops. If there's one person who gets access to this that would have had some other, you know, course of action, and we both have personal stories, you know, of medical situations and struggles, that if we hadn't had hyperbarics, like, our life could be completely different.
Oh, absolutely. So we've got just a few minutes before our first break. Melissa, do you want to share your story?
Yeah.
Your personal story?
Yeah, just real quick, later on in practice, we had had hyperbarics for a while, and we have 3 kids. At the time, they were 6, 4, and 1. And just overnight, I got really, really sick. We had a child that was sleeping over with us. I was like, Jason, I don't know what's going on, but something just took over my body. I went into like massive fight or flight. Like, it was as if someone just gave me the worst news about someone in my family. Like, I couldn't calm my nervous system down. My head started hurting more than anything I've ever felt in my life, and it went down my spine. We did some testing. I went to urgent care. We found out I had Lyme disease, and it got really bad really fast. Like, it was a neurological version.
Wow.
I literally lost my mind. Anyone who follows us has probably heard this story, but like, I couldn't remember children's names that had been in our house all the time. I couldn't find my way to our office 2 miles down the road. And thank God, you know, one, thank God I'm in a place where I have access to these therapies, because a lot of people just don't, you know.
Exactly.
That's the hard part. Like, insurance doesn't cover this, and that's really sad. And I hope we can make an impact in that in some way. But we had access and we had knowledge of what I needed to do to get better. And so, you know, very quickly through going in our home chamber, the soft chamber, and the hard chambers in our clinic, I thankfully got better. But I think about what my life would have been like had I not. You know, I was pumping aspirin and caffeine to try to get through the day to, you know, see my patients, to do what I had to do. And it was getting worse, you know. Like, if I didn't have that, where would my life be? Like, would I just be on medicines to cover up the symptoms? And what symptoms would be caused by that? My life would be drastically different if we didn't have, I mean, he watched me slip. Like, everything about me was slipping and changing. That impacts our career, our family, our children. Like, it was really bad. And thank God, you know, I'm good to go. Like, I'm probably better than I was before that. It changed my life.
Right.
It made me realize my health comes first so that I could take care of our family.
That is so beautiful. I love that you said that. We're going to go to our first break here. When we come back, I want you to, expand on that just a little bit, because I get people all the time that come in and say, you know, there's nothing else can be done for me. I'm given a death date, or I'm going to have to live like this for the rest of my life. You know, and I want you to talk a little bit to that, because you guys see this every day, and so do I. And it's an amazing, amazing experience. So let's take our first break. We'll be back in just a second, and we will continue talking with the Doctors Saunders.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Business owners, do you need money right now? Have you already filed your ERC forms and been approved? How would you like to get the money in your bank account within 10 days? Couldn't you use that money right now to run your business? That is why you filed for it, right? So call us right now. As long as you've already filed and been approved, we'll advance the money to you. It's that simple. We've already funded millions of dollars in ERC money, and we're here to help you get the money you need right now to run your business. Again, if you've already filed your ERC application and been approved for the money, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you've got to make this free call right now. This is not a loan product and the offer is not available in the state of Massachusetts.
800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. That's 800-545-7008.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions. Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Lab-grown meats being passed off as beef, beef that is born and raised in China being labeled as USA beef. It's hard to know what you're really getting when you go to the grocery store. Where did the beef come from? How is the beef raised? How do I know that the label is even correct? Let me introduce you to Beck Ranch Premium Beef, naturally grass-fed and finished beef delivered to your doorstep. Beck Ranch is a family-owned and operated ranch in Lone Tree, Wyoming. Beck Ranch raises Black Angus beef in their high mountain pastures. The calves were born on the same pastures that they are raised on. When the time is right, the steers are USDA processed and the beef is shipped to your home directly from the ranch. With Beck Ranch premium beef, you know exactly what you're getting. Order today at BeckRanch.com. That's BeckRanch.com. Use the code VITALITY for 10% off your first purchase. That is BeckRanch.com. Order today.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative health care and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome back, friends. We are so happy to have you here with us. We are having a beautiful, wonderful talk with some dear friends of mine, Jason and Melissa Saunders, Dr. Jason and Dr. Melissa Saunders. I've been following these guys for a long time. They probably don't even know I've been stalking them, but I have been. But we've had the opportunity to meet a few times in person, and I'm just so impressed. Dr. Jason does many YouTube videos and many videos, and I was telling him in the break that I love to just sit there and wait till 6 o'clock in the morning so I can go listen to his new ones that he's posted. And then I shoot them out to everybody because they're always so good. So being able to take something that I absolutely love and to be able to learn from two of the best. And that's why I love going to conventions and stuff, because you're always learning. There's always opportunity to learn more and more and more and more and be able to bring that back into our own clinic. So let's go ahead and pick up where we left off at the break. So when you are in your clinic, tell us a little bit about your clinic. And those of you that are listening, please get a pen and paper ready. They're going to give their contact information so you can get hold of them if you have more questions or would like to go into their clinic for treatments or whatever else they do, because they are fantastic. So go ahead and let's go ahead and start with that.
So our main office is in New Jersey in Florham Park. It's Core Therapies. So that's coretherapies.net. And in that office, you know, it's a 7,500 square foot office. We have chiropractic, we have massage, acupuncture. We do quite a bit of functional medicine, lots of pretty advanced blood work and saliva testing and stool testing, you know, trying to understand people's physiology at, you know, a really, really deep detail in order to just get to, as you were saying earlier, you know, root causes of what's going right on with people. Obviously, we have a whole section of the office that's dedicated to hyperbaric. That's, you know, one of the bigger things that we certainly focus a lot of our attention on. And so in many ways, we are combining, you know, a variety of different therapies. You know, we consider it to be a multi-therapeutic approach to, you know, regaining people's health. And so whether it's, you know, chronic autoimmune disease or cancer or heart disease, post-stroke, lots of neurologic degenerative stuff, you know, we handle many, many complicated cases. And again, we're not treating these diseases individually at all. Really, what we're doing is we're just looking for deviations from healthy physiology. That's how I look at it. You know, the body is very, very capable of healing. That's the one thing.
Good way to look at it, yes.
As long as we're alive, we have the capacity to heal. And if we're not seeing that happen, either, I mean, it's not this simple, but I'll try to make it simple. Either our bodies are full of things that it can't get rid of that are adding to the inflammatory or degenerative process. And so we need to remove those things from our body, or ultimately we're missing a few ingredients that our body requires in order to have all of the ingredients necessary for healing and regeneration. And maybe that's a nutrient or a food, but maybe that's also oxygen, and that's where hyperbaric comes in. And so once we can understand somebody's issues from on that level, you know, we can really start to restore many of their issues, whether that's applying chiropractic therapies or massage and, you know, other physical medicines or more chemical medicines like IV or hyperbaric, you know. But we're always looking to restore normal biochemistry through any means possible. And so, you know, we apply a bunch of different therapies that way. We have another office in Pennsylvania where we also do some IV work, some blood work, and of course, hyperbaric. So that's a big part of that office as well. What else do we want to tell them about us?
And that office is called HFM. And they can find it, I believe it's oxygenpa.com is the website for that office.
Okay. And how?
And also, of course, our YouTube channel.
Yep, our YouTube channel with a ton of videos. And then, you know, we also certify doctors and practitioners. You're going to find the best of the best when it comes from your hyperbaric practitioners. If you go to our website, hbotusa.com, and from there, you can find a provider. We've got providers all over actually the world at this point. And so that's where you're going to find the providers that have the best protocols, the best up-to-date research. Those are the practitioners that you want to look for if you're seeking out a hyperbaric clinic in your area.
That's beautiful. So hbotusa.com.
Yes.
That's right.
I love that. It's so simple. So simple.
And then our YouTube channel is the same, hbot space USA, hbotusa.
hbotusa. Seriously, our listeners out there, go watch these videos. They are so simple and so good. I've really thoroughly enjoyed them. And I've got a bunch on my site too, but I love going to listen to yours and watching yours. I'm like, these are so fantastic. Okay, so you're in New Jersey and you're in Pennsylvania. And I guess I think the thing that I'm so impressed with what you guys do, because as chiropractors, there's a lot of chiropractors that just do chiropractic. There's a lot of other clinics that just do that one thing. And I'm not set up to have all those different things in there, but I do refer to a lot of people and I have a lot of people refer to me. I think, as Jason, as you said, it's a whole body thing. It's not just a let's do one thing. It's because right. There's not just one thing, right?
And I think, you know, just chiropractic is very, very powerful. You know, Right. That's you're addressing the nervous system, which controls everything. And I am really thankful that we're chiropractors because, you know, our philosophy is anything that interferes with the body's ability to heal, we've got to get rid of.
Exactly.
And so everything we're doing is essentially from a chiropractic paradigm. Your body is born innately healing. It's born as a very powerful machine. And then there's just stuff that interferes, whether it's emotional stuff and getting, you know, your mind clear so you can get back to who you are, whether it's chemical stuff. And it's, like Jason said, too much of something that's not great for us or not enough of something good for us. So that's detox or supplements or chemical stuff, you know, that we can really address with hyperbarics. I mean, hyperbarics kind of addresses them all, like even emotional stress. I go in there and I'm like in another world.
So, that's the best, isn't it?
To us, it really comes down to when you're talking about hope and healing for people, like it's just helping you get back to who you are and getting rid of all the stuff that's gotten in the way of that.
Do you find, just kind of off because it comes into my mind, that's what happens to me sometimes. Do you find that there's a lot of people carrying a lot of emotional baggage right now? Well, not even right now, but for a long time. But if they're carrying this emotional bondage, they have to be able to release it somewhere, and it's generally going to release in a physical ailment or something happening in their body. And, you know, so I get clients in there all the time, and I always get to the point of asking them, have you had a trauma? And they always have. They always have. And usually whatever's happened to them has happened pretty close to after that trauma has happened. Do you find that in your practice as well?
Yeah, I think we definitely find that. And, you know, the thing to understand about stressors in general, physical, chemical, or emotional, they all interact with one another, right? So we all know that, as an example, you know, there's good stressors too. Like exercise is stressful, but it's a good stress, and it should, you know, it should help us heal and recover and regenerate faster. But we know that, let's say, if someone's having an emotional stressor of an issue, and they do something like exercise, which is a physical stressor, that they could feel better emotionally after doing this physical stress, right? Because there's this net effect of positive and negative stressors in our bodies all the time. We could also, as an example, eat something that we shouldn't have eaten. And that could be a chemical stress, right? And then we can get upset at ourselves for having done that. And so now we're emotionally stressed about the chemical stress that we just did. And then we could feel, you know, physically ill as a result of that. So, you know, it's this, our bodies are just this, you know, canister full of different stressors, and they kind of come and go. And our goal in many times when we're working with a patient is just to understand that big picture for them. Help them understand that. And then start looking at, like, hey, how can I evaluate my life in which there's a place where I can continually look for either places to remove some of that stress or other physical or chemical beneficial stressors that I could add to my life that can help balance that whole picture? Because ultimately, when we're in a healing phase, when our body's able to heal and regenerate, we have to be in our parasympathetics. We have to, that stress level has to be balanced on some, right, in some way. And so, of course, we could have somebody that has an emotional stress, to your point, it's manifesting itself physically. We apply a treatment like hyperbaric, which helps alleviate some of those symptoms, but also just helps rebalance some of the nervous system, bringing them back to a more centralized place. And then we refer, just like we might refer within our building, but we also refer to people outside of our building, mm-hmm, or you have other professionals that you work with that you refer to, because there is no single, to your point again, there's no single answer to anyone's problems. None of us are that, right, simple. You know, we all need sort of a multiple people and or multiple modalities or some combination of both to really get deeper into the real cause of where, what's going wrong in our body and how to really start to support that body in order to, you know, stimulate a healing response that we're looking for.
Do you find it's almost like a layering an onion? You get to a certain, sure, point and then something else, like I've had clients that have had trauma where their bodies are repairing, their bodies are doing what they're supposed to do, and then they'll just have an emotional breakdown. And yeah, I'm like, sure, and it's, that's awesome. It. You're releasing, yeah, this, you know?
Yeah. So it's, I think too, when, few times. When we use the word trauma, it can turn some people away, but really all trauma is a situation where you have a perceived lack of control.
Right.
And that can happen to so many people in so many situations. And it's not, when we use the word trauma, like it's not coming from a place of a victim mindset, right, but it's just creating an awareness of stuck emotions that, like you said, are just showing up in your body. And so it's not even about, like, for people that don't want to maybe sit and like talk through therapy, like it doesn't have to be like that anymore. And I think we're seeing this beautiful shift in these kinds of conversations because it's just an awareness,
yes, right?
It's just being conscious of what we're doing and feeling. And, you know, whether it's referencing the past or the future, when we could be just focusing on doing the dishes, like something as simple as that, right, and the stress that comes up, the stress trauma, like use it interchangeably, it doesn't matter, but how much that affects and impacts the healing process. And just tuning into it can be a game changer for any of the therapies that you're paying and you're taking your time to be a part of.
Oh, I love that you just said that, because that's so true. And a lot of people, for me, I've had clients in there that, you know, 20 sessions or 25 sessions later, they're like, I had no idea I was even dealing with that. Mm-hmm. It just came up. It's like, well, let's address it and figure out what we need to do with,
yeah,
it.
Because we've been taught to stuff it, right?
Right.
We've been taught to like just bury it and like distract yourself with work, yeah, or with, you know, being busy. Like, how many times do we just sit in quiet? How many times are we not doing anything and actually sitting with our feelings? Like, we don't do that anymore.
Right.
And so people don't even know it's there. And then when you're addressing it, when you're paying attention to it, that's, you know, like you said, like you're getting so many layers of the onion off just by sitting through it, and it's okay. Like, it, yeah, doesn't have to be scary. It makes such a difference in the results that we get from all the things that we're doing.
I love that. That's great. And what a better place. I always tell people, you get to come in and have a nap with benefits. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't have to do all the other stuff out there, beat a ball game or this, that, and the other thing. You just come in here and have you time. And
it's
just
so
be able to relax.
Like, when else do you get to shut off the world and just be in there? And that's why too, you know, we're big on like not going in with devices or anything. Like, just go in, set an intention for your session and just be in there. Like, when do you get to just be alone for an hour? You know, take some
without
nice
distractions.
And yeah. Like, that's such a beautiful experience.
That is. Okay. We're going to take our second break here real quick. When we come back, Melissa, I'd like you to talk just a little bit about your Lyme disease, because Lyme is so prevalent. It seems like everybody's got it, or everybody knows somebody that has it. So I'd like you to talk a little bit more about that real quick. And then if you could each share some of your favorite miracle stories, because I love talking miracle stories, because there's so many, right? Yeah. We get to see this every day and it's just beautiful. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablet tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Business owners, do you need money right now? Have you already filed your ERC forms and been approved? How would you like to get the money in your bank account within 10 days? Couldn't you use that money right now to run your business? That is why you filed for it, right? So call us right now. As long as you've already filed and been approved, we'll advance the money to you. It's that simple. We've already funded millions of dollars in ERC money, and we're here to help you get the money you need right now to run your business. Again, if you've already filed your ERC application and been approved for the money, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you've got to make this free call right now. This is not a loan product and the offer is not available in the state of Massachusetts.
800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. 800-545-7008. That's 800-545-7008.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions. Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Lab-grown meats being passed off as beef, beef that is born and raised in China being labeled as USA beef, it's hard to know what you're really getting when you go to the grocery store. Where did the beef come from? How is the beef raised? How do I know that the label is even correct? Let me introduce you to Beck Ranch Premium Beef, naturally grass-fed and finished beef delivered to your doorstep. Beck Ranch is a family-owned and operated ranch in Lone Tree, Wyoming. Beck Ranch raises Black Angus beef in their high mountain pastures. The calves were born on the same pastures that they are raised on. When the time is right, the steers are USDA processed, and the beef is shipped to your home directly from the ranch. With Beck Ranch Premium Beef, you know exactly what you're getting. Order today at BeckRanch.com. That's BeckRanch.com. Use the code VITALITY for 10% off your first purchase. That is BeckRanch.com. Order today.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome back, friends. We are having an amazing conversation with Dr. Jason Saunders and Dr. Melissa Saunders in New Jersey. They are just amazing, amazing people. We're talking about unlayering the onions right now and trying to figure out all the layering that is happening in people's lives and about getting back to the root cause of what is the issue is that is causing people problems, whether health, whether it's their physical, their mental, their emotional, whatever it is. And the doctors Saunders are so great at being able to use different modalities and uncovering things. And one of the things Melissa was mentioning that she had Lyme disease, and this seems to be very prevalent right now. And I want her to talk just a little bit about that. And then we'll go on to some of your other miracle stories.
Yeah, I think, you know, the more that I've learned about Lyme disease, and I'm so thankful it happened for me, it happened for me, is that and I think this is the case with a lot of diagnoses, whether it's Lyme or MS or autoimmune or any of these things that a lot of women tend to get even more so, is that I ran myself to the ground, right? My stress bucket was overflowing. So, you know, on blood work, it shows up as Lyme. And part of what it's gotten me to do is just constantly work on my stress bucket. And thank God I live with
a stress bucket.
Yeah.
So she can be calm and you can take it, right, Jason?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I live with an incredible functional medicine practitioner. So like, I'm just constantly, you know, asking the question of myself, like, what else can I do to become the healthiest version of me possible? Like, I'm not going to just assume because I'm 41 that I'm supposed to have headaches and get tired and have brain fog. Like, if those things show up, I'm going to ask, what am I not doing for my body? It's not supposed to feel this way. So now he's got me on a parasite cleanse. Like, it's just, we're constantly doing things to move the needle. We're doing coffee enemas. Like, we're just always going to, I feel like as you do age, if you want to stay feeling youthful, there's more stuff that you've got to do in order to take care of it, or less stuff that you got to do, you know, however you want to look at it. Like, we do carve out more time for play and quiet and, you know, I've got to stretch a lot more. Like, there's just things that change.
Sure.
And so I think just, you know, always looking at it, like, how can we take our health one step further and then committing to doing whatever that is.
That's beautiful. I love it. It's true. It's just like we said on layering the onion, as the onion gets a little bit older, it changes and shifts, right? Like, wow, that wasn't there when I was younger.
Right. Well, and so I know so many people, like from labs that he's run, so many people have Lyme and don't know it, or so many people have Epstein-Barr and don't know it.
Yeah.
So it's like, what happens that makes it tip over into symptoms? And that's, you know, you talk about this a lot. I hear you with your patients, like your bucket gets full. Mm-hmm. So you can walk around and have Lyme on your blood work and be totally fine and never know it. Right. But when your immune system crashes because you're running around trying to take care of the family and do your career and like do all the things that we're trying to do as men, as women, like you're gonna not feel great and stuff's gonna come to the surface.
Yeah, very, very good. Very wise. Thank you. I needed that today.
In most cases, I find that, you know, again, it's not one single solution for most people, because it's really not a single problem either. It's true. There are a few things underlying, and the body's constantly, because it has a capacity to heal, it also has the capacity to compensate. And so, you know, things go a little awry here or there, and the body's just really, really good at hiding those issues and compensating for them for a period of time. When we're younger, maybe we also have less stress. Maybe we also have a higher capacity to heal faster. Maybe we have more energy that our body's being able to make. And as those issues build up in our systems, and or as our systems don't process things as quickly as they once did, you know, some of those things, again, like Melissa said, they start to come to the surface, and then we start to really hone in on what the priorities are. But even once we get rid of that first layer, if you will, for most people, there are at least two layers, three layers or more in many cases. You know, and we're just trying, we could take it as far as somebody wants. We could take just the layer, you know, just the top layer, second layer off, and you could feel better. And maybe that's as far as somebody wants to go. Or maybe like Melissa said, you're like, well, I didn't even know I could feel this good. Like, is there more to this? Can I feel better than this? Mm-hmm. I wasn't even expecting this. And, you know, and then you can kind of say, well, let's take it as far as you want to take it. historically, you know, something as simple as hyperbaric oxygen is clearly going to be one of those tools that is going to play a role in all of that process, whether it's in the initial process where we're trying to help the body deal with some, you know, significant issue that it's expressing, and or we're into a position where we're like, hey, I'm actually doing pretty well. What are some tools that will continually help me do well as I move forward? You know, oxygen is absolutely one of those things. I had an issue 17 years ago that I had that disc herniation and that drop foot. I still use hyperbaric regularly because it's still part of my regular routine of maintenance, mm-hmm. of improving my health over the long term. Mm-hmm. You know, Melissa was using hyperbaric somewhat before all of that issue occurred in the Lyme, and she continues to use it now even as we're moving past it because, again, it's something that helps deal with the issues, but for the same reason, it's something that helps avoid future issues. And so, of course, it becomes like a foundational tool as part of that healthcare process for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely preventative too. I love that, you know, and it's been interesting for me, and I know you guys have experienced this too. When I have clients come in and go, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize I had brain fog, but I don't have brain fog today. You know, it's like, that's well, pretty amazing.
So many of these things just become like normal because they're not normal, but they're typical.
Right.
A lot of people at a certain age have brain fog and need a nap in the afternoon or want a nap in the afternoon. They just have caffeine instead. Right. Or get headaches or don't sleep well. Those things aren't normal. They've become
very common, but that doesn't make them normal.
Yeah. So I think you just, again, you accept it, you stuff it, you don't really pay attention to it. You drink your way out of it, like whether it's caffeine or, you know, whatever helps you push through the afternoon. Right. A lot of people don't realize until they don't have it. It's like, wow, I didn't realize how easy this could be. Like how much energy I could have. Again, that's the energy you're supposed to have. You just haven't had it. That's how we're supposed to feel.
Even with pain, you know, I had one lady say, you know, this isn't working. And I said, well, what did you do this weekend? She says, oh, I cleaned my garage. I said, and the last time was, 12 years ago, because I hurt too much. And I said, what's your pain level like today? Because when she came in, she said her pain level was at a 9. And she's like, started bawling. And she's like, I don't have any. But she didn't realize it because it had been part of her life for so long. And she just kind of slowly got back to doing the things she was doing, not thinking about it because it was just oxygen, right? And the light therapy. So anyway, we've got a few minutes left. I'd love each of you to tell some of your miracle stories that have happened that you've witnessed, because I know you witness them all the time.
I just have a short one and then you can. You know, I think so many times people think it's like a coincidence. Like, you know, it can't be this yet, but I'm feeling this. And you're like, okay, after enough of those, it's almost, you know, we almost hesitate to call them miracles anymore because you see it all the time. Like it's just our body getting back to what it's supposed to be. But I think like one of my favorite stories is this sweet older man that was coming in and had, I don't remember if it was dementia or Alzheimer's at the time, but just how sad his wife was and like how confused he was. And in some of these stories, you know, it's not these massive changes. Like it's not like a person goes from one state to like the complete extreme of what someone would call healed. But it's these like little changes that affect every single thing in their activities, daily living. So like for this man, he would get in the chamber and he'd put on his oxygen mask. And every time he did it upside down. And then one day he got in, it was like session 4. And our tech was watching. Like, I was like, just don't say anything. Like, let's just see when it switches and we'll point it out, you know, don't say anything. And he put it on right side up. And like every time after that, he put it on right side up. And so for him, like on the outside, that could be such a small change. But for someone, and I guess the reason that I relate to this and I could cry is like, I felt like I lost my brain. And that's like one of the scariest things, because to live in your body and not have your brain is so scary. And so for me, that guy putting his mask on right, like, that's him getting his brain back. That's everything. Sorry.
No, I appreciate you sharing that, Melissa, because something, like you said, that it happened for you, not to you. And that's what I feel is so many things that we're going through that we are personally, that my husband and I go through and other people, because we can relate to those clients coming in that are in those situations, because it's like, I know I've been there. You know, and so I can relate to what you're going through. And I think we do go through those things to give us the knowledge, personal knowledge, of what we're actually doing and why we're doing what we're doing. So, 100%. Okay, Jason, do you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, like you said earlier, there's some, like, literally every day things happen in the office, especially, you know, now that we are really in sync with how we put certain things together for folks. But I'll tell you the first few, just like in our experience bringing it into the office. So there was me, which was this, you know, healing of my nervous system in a time where I felt like I was pretty smart. I knew a lot of things. We were working together. Like, we were helping so many people with back and nerve issues that I was frustrated, but also really embarrassed that, like, how was I not able to get myself out of this box, you know?
Yeah.
And so seeing what it did for me and having that initial response for my own body to see that, okay, nerves do heal and I don't know everything. So I have a lot more to learn.
Right.
At the time, you know, still not knowing much about the treatment, our second patient was actually my stepdad, and he was diagnosed with MS. And at the time, you know, deteriorating as far as that disease goes pretty quickly. So I had no idea if it would work or what it would do. But in my head, again, simplifying things, I thought, well, you know, I had a nerve issue. He has a nerve issue. Mine was traumatic and his is an autoimmune disease. There's really almost nothing similar about those two situations other than the fact that they both affected the nervous system. And I thought, if oxygen helped my nervous system, I have no idea. Maybe it would help his nervous system. So we did a pretty aggressive protocol for him. And the changes were astonishing. I mean, his gait narrowed, the swelling in his feet went down, his balance improved. He started going on ladders again and, you know, climbing things that he probably shouldn't climb. But, you know, there was a clear difference in terms of his ability, like his mobility, his quality of life, and his cognition started to improve again. You know, he's a big, you know, card player, so he loves to play cards. So being really clear minded and being able to do that kind of stuff was really important to him. And we saw those changes happen, you know, within about a month and a half of treatment, which was really fast considering what he was going through at the time. Our third patient was a post-stroke patient, and she was about 8 or 9 years post-stroke, which is not ideal from the standpoint that anything neurological, the sooner you get to it, the more likely you're going to have a good response. And she was the mom of a friend, and all she actually really wanted was to be able to do
cross stitch or needlepoint,
one of those. And she couldn't see the hole, like she couldn't get the needle through like the little boxes, you know.
Yeah.
And she couldn't see them well enough, and that's actually all she really wanted to get out of it. She walked with a walker primarily because she listed to the right pretty hard, and she didn't care if she was, you know, that was just part of her life. She used to love to read. She couldn't anymore. She didn't care. Like, all she wanted to do was be able, you know, to do this cross stitch thing. And so, you know, we did 10 hours, not for any other reason, but because I had no idea if it would work or not. And I just wanted to give it a shot. And not only did she get that back, she was able to do the cross stitch, but she started to, like you said earlier, she started to straighten up, like her posture started to improve. She wasn't listening to the right anymore. And towards the end of those sessions, she was also able to start reading again. And so, you know, and these are things that I think you said earlier, like the doctor sometimes just gives us like this sentence and then we just assume that that's the truth, right? Like, they know we have 3 months to live, 6 months to live, or this is your diagnosis. You're just going to be like this. This is the best it's ever going to get. Nobody knows that. Like, I think I'm pretty good at what I do. I have no clue what people are capable of from a healing standpoint. But when you're given those sentences, Shannon, I mean, you know, Shannon says all the time, when you lose hope, you've really lost the whole battle because you stop trying and you stop looking. You know, without hope, we can't expect any of these changes to occur. When we have hope, that gives us the opportunities to start looking for what else could we do. And you know, we see these miracles all the time and we call them miracles because we don't know what we can expect. And we're all very hopeful that things are going to change, but we never know how far someone can go or even what's possible. But we see it every day that things that shouldn't, quote unquote, shouldn't have been able to happen, happen all the time, which means I think they probably should have been able to happen. We just didn't know what to do. And when we have tools like this, like things like hyperbaric that just bring the body back from some state of dysfunction back into some state of healing, and we all of a sudden see what wasn't possible actually is possible. And, you know, we'll be the last people to ever try to remove that hope because, you know, even if it's not stuff that we're doing in our office or things that we know of, people are like, hey, have you ever heard of X, Y, or Z? I'm like, no, let me look into it and I'll come back with an answer.
Right.
Seems reasonable. I would try it. Like if this was my mom, I would do it. If this was my sister, I would do it. If this was me or my wife, I would do it. Right. Or not, depending on what it is, but
which one? Right.
You know, I'll be happy to explore options because I'll be the last person to think I know everything. That's for sure.
Yeah. I so appreciate that. And I love the fact that you referred to the hope and healing. That's why I named the show what I did, because there is always hope in our healing. Even if it's small things, you know, and like you said, just somebody that can lift something that hasn't been able to lift something, or somebody can stand for 10 minutes where they haven't been able to stand for 3 years. I mean, these are all beautiful, beautiful miracles that happen. And like you said, they're not some, most of them aren't these great, big, huge, humongous miracles. They're the small things that we take for granted every day. And we get to see those. So with that being said, we're finished with the show, and I wish we had more time. I know you guys are on a crunch time too, because you're so very busy, but I just absolutely appreciate you. And again, Melissa, will you tell us one more time where they can get hold of you guys if they have any questions or would like more information?
Yes, I would say through our HBOTUSA.com website is great. I have a podcast. It's really about transforming people, you know, on an emotional level. I talk about some of the tools that we discuss as well, whether it's hyperbarics or detoxification. So that's kind of fun spot too. That's beinspiredmama.com. So
I love that name.
Inspired and then mama.com. I have a lot of fun over there, but I think those would be the two best spots to connect with us through our teams.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you again for your time. I look forward to seeing you at the next convention. We're going to have lots of fun and learn even more stuff all the time. So we appreciate you, and thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate you, and have a happy and healthy day.